Welcome to This Week at Filling, and thank you for joining us in our mission to support people with developmental disabilities. For Filling Homes, I'm Tina Parsons.
Welcome back to the program. Today I'm talking with Brian Vance, Dietary Supervisor at Filling Homes. How long have you been working for Filling Homes?
11 and a half years.
Okay, and you haven't been in that Dietary Supervisor role that whole time?
Correct. No, I haven't. Started out as an aide, part-time. Got offered full-time, went to full-time on the floor, first shift. Became an assistant to the previous dietary supervisor, dietary manager, and then I got offered it in August, the dietary supervisor position.
So how many of our residents that live here at Filling Homes Base would you say come to the dining room for their three meals a day?
28, I would say, on a regular basis. They have both the options to come down as well as eat in their home, but majority of them for first shift are all in the dining room. Second shift, it varies. We sometimes have about half the amount of people come to the dining room. The other residents stay back, whether to watch TV or just because they're tired.
Right. Planning three square meals a day for 28 plus people, that's got to be pretty taxing.
It can be, yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so break it down from first shift is slightly different. They have more work on their shoulders when it comes to the cook department because they do breakfast while they're also making lunch. Supper has a little bit easier. They come in, they make their meal, they serve supper, clean up, they go home. So it can be, depending on what shift you're on, a little more tasking and time-consuming. But the crew in there is awesome. And the first shifters love the first shift. They like keeping busy. They like the multitasking. And the second shift crew enjoys the fact that they don't have to do that. So it's pretty good set across the board.
The menu for, say, the week, is it presented to the residents and they can choose something different for breakfast or something different for lunch, or is it primarily kind of chosen and this is kind of what we're having?
Well, obviously the choices that they get the choice every meal. Each resident gets the choice every meal to choose what they would like if they don't want the menu that's been presented already.
Mm-hmm. So do you have kind of like a bank of substitutes?
We have a list of who does not like certain foods right off the bat. So we know who to substitute before they even come down. And then those that are not on the substitute list, if they just don't feel like that's the day they want that meal, they can say no.
I love that you guys do that. It's 100% giving them a choice and enriching their lives. They're feeling heard. They're seen. They know they have a choice. So thank you for going above and beyond and doing that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
For sure. We also offer the option of multiple types of utensils or cups, plates, so on and so forth. If one isn't working out, we accommodate them to a different plate.
More adaptive equipment,
yes,
for
correct.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Correct. To make their lives more active and more involved.
Oftentimes, a lot of the residents, they can't per se eat a cheeseburger like you and I or eat a pork chop like you and I can. There's an adaptive type mold that I have seen. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, so the mold we have wouldn't cover for the sandwich so much when it comes to a cheeseburger or something, but we do have a bread mold where we can make their sandwich. Like, grilled cheese sandwiches work really well in it. They can get a whole sandwich that looks like a piece of bread, looks like a sandwich when they get it on their plate. But it's for the puree consistency. That way they have something that looks more like authentic food. And we are very fortunate here with a lot of donations, and we love that they come in, and we continue to hope that they continue to come in the way they do. And they have given us the benefit to also give back to the staff as a little appreciation every once in a while with a cake or brownies or cookies or even a special treat of like pork roast sandwiches, barbecue pork or something every once in a while when we have that donated.
As a nonprofit agency, like you said, donations